According to a recent study, the most popular day trip taken by tourists in New York City was to Harlem. Many of the tourists never got off the bus, or they visit only one place, such as Sylvia's famous soul food restaurant. Over the last few years, though, more and more foreign tourists have been visiting Harlem on Sunday, and they are going to church. It's brought some money into Harlem's churches, and it's also brought some controversy. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The morning service is about to begin at Memorial Baptist Church on 115th Street in Harlem. This is a medium-sized church and not particularly famous. But like several dozen churches in the area, tourists from around the world provide a significant part of the Sunday crowd. The minister at Memorial is the Reverend Preston Washington.
Our church was not well known, but for some reason we have to turn people away. We really do. In fact, sometimes we laugh and say that this is our European church on Sunday morning, and the rest of the church meets at night during the week, the clandestine black church.
A block away from the church, several tour buses are parked. But as the service begins, there are few white faces. The parishioners are here, families with children in starched dresses and jackets, neat ties and colored ribbons. The service begins slowly, with lay people speaking of their devotion to God. But 10 minutes later, the side doors open and two tour groups enter quietly, one from Japan, the other from Italy, about 60 people in all. There are a sprinkling of other tourists from Slovakia, Germany, and Switzerland who have braved the subway and come on their own. The church will accommodate 150 tourists, and there are about 200 church members here as well who sit in the center aisles. Soon, the choir appears in the back, and the blue-robed ministers enter. Within minutes, the room is alive with energy. On the right side, the Japanese sit somewhat stiffly, although several are clapping to the beat. The Italians on the left are more energized, and several stand in their seats, swaying and clapping, following the lead of many members of the congregation. The acoustics are far from perfect, and the choir neither as large nor as famous as some. But the music is profoundly moving. Reverend Washington calls on Jesus' healing power, and many in the congregation rise and hold each other.
Somebody's calling. Somebody's desperate. Somebody's on the verge of suicide. Have mercy!
The tourists are respectful. Unlike other groups that have made these tours controversial, most of the women are wearing dresses, the men long pants, and no one is taking photographs. Looking at the faces of the tourists, you can see that several are awed by this encounter with people imbued with such devotion and such intensity of spirit. After a while, the visitors are welcomed. Reverend Washington asks God to open the minds of the visitors to the African-American experience. Then parishioners shake the tourists' hands. Some are hugged. And then most of the tourists leave. It is noon. The sermon is yet to come. The morning service will go on until nearly 2. Outside the church, the Italians and the Japanese walk to their buses.
I don't speak English.
Does anybody speak English? Do you speak English at all? Do you speak English at all?
No,
you don't speak English?
Italia.
What did you think of the service and what makes...
It was great. It was very different from the services in Germany. It was so emotional. Because in Germany it's not as emotional and the music was great and I bought a tape.
What are services like in Germany? Are they...
They're boring and nobody is there. There are only a few old people and that's it.
Reverend Preston Washington says that what his church is doing is a form of hospitality. For most of these people, he says, this is the closest they will come to an intimate encounter with black culture. And it's very different from seeing a Michael Jackson or a Max Roach up on a stage.
We have to welcome people. They may have language differences. There may be even some stereotypes. We feel that by doing normal, everyday things that we do generally without having to put on a performance, that people see us in our authentic setting where we're not trying to give them any kind of special presentation, but we try to reach a level of excellence with our music and with our service so that it moves. They have to leave by 12, and it works out very well.
But it's exactly this question of authenticity that is causing controversy in the African-American religious community. Everyone agrees that the tourists bring some commercial benefit to Harlem, a place where the average income is $10,000 a year. The tour groups pay about $5 per person to the churches they visit, helping these churches to fund their social programs and other work. One church has sold 30,000 CDs of its choir, and concert tours abroad have resulted from this foreign attention. Reverend Washington says it's important to put Harlem on the map. Why shouldn't a church even sell mugs and refrigerator magnets? Other ministers say putting money in the coffers of needy black churches is a worthwhile goal, but not at the expense of authenticity. James Forbes is the senior minister at the Riverside Church.
When people worship, I'd like to think of it as a fairly intimate experience. And I think we all have some sense of the inappropriateness of sort of having eyes peeled on people when they're engaged in intimate, deeply meaningful experience, and to be observing it sort of as a sociological analysis.
Forbes says visitors do not have to affirm the values of the church they are visiting, but they do have to enter with a spirit of reverence, and they should stay until the end, as at least one church has insisted.
The idea of coming in, taking flash photographs as people are engaged in the euphoria of dancing or of praising God, that's inappropriate. If it's valuable enough to you to come, come not just for a snapshot, but for a deep experience of a people who have found that they have sustained themselves through all sorts of trouble by the quality of their community when they gather with their God. It's worth the couple of hours you might spend. Otherwise, get some photographs about it and move on.
But Reverend Washington disagrees. We sit in his office, community and family members within earshot.
Don't knock on this door and don't bother me, okay?
Please do not disturb.
Do not bother me, PJ. Let me tell you right now.
The fact that Europeans are going to travel 5,000 miles, trek their way from the snow-capped mountains of Sweden, and find their way in dank, dark, dirty Harlem, with all of its magnificence and charm and also its negativities, take a risk on their lives and in their own minds, thinking that it's dangerous, coming here and spending their money, then why can't, of all people, the church be in the forefront of welcome?
And what they do in their church, says Reverend Washington, is they choose what tour companies they deal with, they give guidelines, and they even plan to publish a booklet in many languages. As for staying till the end of the service...
People in the community couldn't understand why they had to leave at 12. Why couldn't they sit and listen to the message? Well, they can't understand the message. The message is in the music. They would not understand what I was saying, mm-hmm. except my theatrics.
So now they're respectful because you've got
We've got better control of the environment. And we have people assigned, and we're just starting, because of some of the concerns of our congregation, a tourism ministry here in the church.
Far away from this controversy, the tourists are back in white America. But this couple from Zurich is thinking about religion in a very different way.
I was very impressed because the people were very friendly, even though we were white. So it was very great. Even though I couldn't understand everything.
What are the churches like in Zurich?
Very quiet. People are stiff and... They just go and come, but they don't look to each other, they don't give the hand.
It's more motion in this kind of service, and I like it. And I like it to sing with all the people, just fantastic.
There are plans on the drawing board for a new museum in Harlem. There are plans for a multimedia center. Much of the energy for all of this is being propelled by the success of tourism in Harlem. It is perhaps ironic that foreign tourists are eager to enter and experience a world that those who live only 20 blocks downtown consider off-limits. I'm Margo Adler in New York.